Bernie Sanders has yet to shut down his presidential campaign, though he is getting back into the swing of things by representing Vermont in the U.S. Senate. But as Matt Laszlo reports from Washington, Sanders is still more focused on the national issues that fueled his popular rise than he seems to be on local issues.
It's hard to go from the presidential campaign trail back to the Senate. On the trail, one is the center of attention, filling stadiums with cheering fans and raising millions of dollars by clicking the send button on an email blast. But in the Senate, a politician is just one out of 100 senators. That transition is hard, and each senator who has lost a White House bid returns to work at their own pace. Before starting his losing bid, Texas Senator Ted Cruz would always stop for interviews with the reporters. Here he is now.
Just to call our press office. Just to call our press office.
But Sanders made it further in the process than Cruz, and while both have huge movements behind them, Sanders actually filled stadiums, while Cruz only filled coffee shops. But before Sanders became a household name, he would be seen walking around Capitol Hill carrying his own dry cleaning and briefcase. Now he's still surrounded by a large Secret Service detail, which makes it hard for reporters to get him. But after taking the Senate floor to try to derail a plan to allow Puerto Rico to restructure its debt, he did entertain some questions in the Capitol's hallways.
To say that we're going to allow four Republicans to run your country, to run your territory for the indefinite future is not something the United States of America should be doing.
Senator, on the Democratic platform?
Any questions on the Democratic platform weren't answered. Since coming back, Sanders has skipped some hearings on the Veterans Affairs Committee, on which he serves. He also flew up to New York to endorse House candidate Eric Kingston.
We're going to be running all over this country to elect excellent members of the Congress like Eric. We're going to be working hard to elect people to the school boards, to the city councils, to mayor's seats, to the state legislature.
Kingston lost his Democratic primary by 16 points to the party establishment-backed candidate. Sanders also lost his effort to stop the Puerto Rico package. As a former independent, until his run for the Democratic presidential nomination, Sanders was used to being a minority in the minority in the Senate, but he seems to be emboldened these days. While he's in line to become the top Democrat on the Budget Committee, he's trying to become the top Democrat on the Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee, which has control over the big health and labor issues Sanders focused on the campaign trail. The problem is Washington Senator Patty Murray is currently in line for that post. Democrats, like Michigan Senator Debbie Stabenow, are trying to avoid weighing in on the inter-party fight.
Well, we don't know where Senator Murray will be as well. I mean, she has a number of leadership opportunities, and so I think we're a long way from knowing what would happen in terms of a challenge. But, you know, we certainly need the leadership qualities and the leadership of Senator Murray. We need the leadership of Senator Sanders.
Hanging over Sanders' return is the fact he's still holding out his endorsement of Hillary Clinton, merely saying he'll vote for her over Trump. He's also still using his perch to try to make the party's platform more progressive. Democrats, like Senator Jean Shaheen, say they have to take Sanders at his word.
He's indicated that he's looking at the future and at the convention, and my assumption is that he's going to do everything he can to make sure that Donald Trump is not the next president.
Shaheen represents New Hampshire. As for whether she's discussed any regional issues with Sanders since his return?
I haven't had a chance to see him really very much.
While most Democrats are giving Sanders space, Florida Senator Bill Nelson is vocal in urging Sanders to end his campaign already.
Well, I think, as I've said consistently, I love Bernie, and Bernie's a good senator, but it's time to fold up his presidential and unify.
The Democratic convention in Philadelphia is just a few weeks away, and the party is hoping Sanders will work to bring his voters into Clinton's fold. But for now, he doesn't seem to be eager to please the establishment in his own party. For VPR News, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.